You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 3, Identity, Noticing Your Lenses. My name is Ben Spatz. This exploration will support you to articulate some of the lenses through which you conduct research. We will work with some obvious categories, which we will call markers. Try to think of them as basic personal characteristics that affect the way you collect data, like lenses you are looking through. Of course, you are much more complex and multi-layered than just these markers, but at the same time, they are a part of who you are, and therefore, part of the way you will conduct research. Preparation. Before we start, take some time to choose an object that represents your research for you. This could be anything: a plant, a piece of art, a kitchen utensil, a photograph, a notebook. But try to make it personal rather than generic. It represents your current research. If that is difficult for whatever reason, write down the essence of your research or your research title on a piece of paper. You will also need some additional sheets of paper or post-its and a pen. Pause the recording until you have collected these materials. Please switch off your phone and make sure that you are in a space where you can work undisturbed for the duration of this recording. Prepare yourself and the space. Become aware of your body as a bridge between the ground and the sky. Feel your breath and wake up your senses. Gently roll your shoulders, rotate your joints, and wake up your spine. Are there any tight or sore places in your body? Imagine breathing into those to give them a little more space. Take some time to do what your body needs to become present, alert, and active. This is like tuning your instrument before you start to play. Exploration. Place the object or your piece of paper that represents your research somewhere central in the room, preferably a few meters away from you. While you are looking at it, take some time to reflect on and move with the following questions. What motivated you to do research on this specific topic or project? What formed or informed your curiosity? Was there something that felt awakened or triggered? As you reflect, you can move closer to or further away from the object or paper that represents your research. I will stop speaking for a while so you can engage with these questions. If you need more time to complete this part of the exploration, please pause the recording before continuing. Now identify three of your defining characteristics that are relevant to this topic. They might be markers such as age or gender, religion, class, being a parent, a migrant, playing an instrument, practicing martial arts, being a digital native or not, etc. Write these down on separate pieces of paper. Pause the recording until you have done this. Now position these pieces of paper somewhere in the space with you, in relation to your central research topic. Place them on the ground, on a chair or table, or wherever. Let it be an intuitive decision. Don't think too much about it. Now physically go and stand on or nearby one of the markers and see how your body responds. Ask yourself, in what way does this marker influence my observations in the field and my research in general? Notice what, if any, emotions arise. Do you feel calm or tense? Do you feel included or excluded? Do you feel an outsider, or do you feel you belong? Take all the time you need to do this, and pause the recording until you have finished with the first marker. Now move to the second marker and see how your body responds. Ask yourself, in what way will this marker influence my observations in the field and my research in general? Notice what, if any, emotions arise. Do you feel calm or tense? Do you feel included or excluded? Do you feel an outsider, or do you feel you belong? Take all the time you need to do this and pause the audio until you've finished with the second marker. Finally, move to the third marker, and again, see how your body responds. Ask yourself, in what way will this marker influence my observations in the field and my research in general? Notice what, if any, emotions arise. Do you feel calm or tense, included or excluded? Do you feel an outsider, or do you feel you belong? Take all the time you need to do this and pause the recording until you've finished with the third marker. After having explored the markers individually, you can move between them. How do they relate to or influence each other? Are they all in a comfortable relationship to one another? Or is there some tension somewhere? Do they feel equally important in your research, or do they have different levels of immediacy? I will stop speaking for another while, so you can engage with these questions, but feel free to pause the recording should you need more time. Now, find a way to discover the relative importance of each marker and its effect on your research. Do this by placing the markers closer to or further away from the central research topic. Again, don't think too much about this. Follow your body's intuitive knowing. See what happens to the overall picture and your relationship towards your research topic when the markers are moved around. Take all the time you need to do this, and pause the recording in the meantime. Look at the map you have created, and consider the quality of the relationships between the markers, and how each influences your perception of your research topic. Are they in a comfortable relationship to one another, or is there some tension somewhere? Having gone through these various reflections, you can now reposition yourself in relation to the research. Where will you go as a moving agent with a greater degree of freedom from your markers. While you move between the markers, consider what you have learned. Do you need to make adjustments in your research approach? What personal preconceptions, assumptions, or judgments will you have to be aware of in the field? Can you have empathy for yourself while entering the strange and unfamiliar? Come to a place of stillness where you feel comfortable with regard to your research topic and your markers. Take a moment to breathe in what you have learned. If we make an analogy with the solar system, where the sun represents your research topic, we have in this exploration investigated what revolves around it. You are one of the planets continuously orbiting around your research topic. This means that your relation to your research and your understanding of it are shifting as you are constantly in motion through the research process. This image includes that your planet may describe an ellipse rather than a circle, and that it's natural to feel varying degrees of closeness to the sun. Take pen and paper, or your electronic device, and write down everything that feels relevant to remember from doing this exploration. Jot down as much detail as possible without worrying about structure and style. Let your writing or drawing be a continuation of your embodied inquiry. Feel how your hand moves across the paper or the keyboard, and how you are breathing consciously. Pause the recording to do this. Completion. Thank yourself for exploring the solar system of your research topic. You can revisit this exploration at any time, for example, if there has been a big shift in the focus of your research. If the exercise brought out strong polarities, for example, around topics of insider-outsider or foreign belonging, we recommend Core Practice 8, Analysis, Moving with Polarities. This will give you additional skills to define apparent polarities as more of a continuum. Breathing in, you bridge your insights to the next part of the day and into your research actions. As you breathe out, you complete this exploration. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit Core Practice 3, Identity, Noticing Your Lenses. Remember your body.